Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubling. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Case steals second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Case moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lillard moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillard moves to third. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Lillard scores. Moses scores. McCoy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudson. Siebert scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes juggles the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Lewis scores. Walker scores. It's Senators, 4, Athletics, 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Senators. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pofahl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Pofahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. he's got 3 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Beckman now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Lillard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Rubling moves to second. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Rubling scores. It's Senators, 5, Athletics, 5. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case who is chasing the ball. McCoy reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 6, Athletics, 6. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Travis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-0 in the game. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Case steals second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Walker moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Travis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Case scores. Walker scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 8-6, Senators. George Caster now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Case bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Farrell moves to third. Hudson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Farrell scores. Hudson moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-6, Senators. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Rubeling reaches third base with a triple. Chubby Dean pinch hits for George Caster. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Lillard. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Ed Husser now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubling. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-4 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.